Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, that's damn right. That's damn right.
Thank you.
That's damn right. That's what should happen every day. That's what should happen every day.
Don't you have a...
An alarm clock that does that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I thought you've got it on your...
That is, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Hear that in the background. My voice going off again.
Probably actually move it a bit like that.
I always think this, if you were going to have your Uber pull up to you, because they used to do this thing where you could start playing music in the car before it arrived.
Which is obviously really useful.
It is.
Because I want the driver to know exactly what he's getting himself in for before I get in the car.
Yeah, but I would, man. Do you know what I'd play?
He'd be like, "Oh, I like your style." And then I'd be like, "Thanks."
What would Jeffrey. You get when the Uber is driving up? What would you play in the car before you arrive?
Maybe. Well, I guess. How long is it taking him to roll up? You know, how long? How?
Well, you've ordered the Uber. It says okay, 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go. So you're going, okay, 2 minutes.
So then you can DJ for him while he's on.
You can't scratch scratch and stuff. You're just putting a quick play. It's half a song.
All right.
It's like a 2/3 of a song. Depends how long the song is. But if you're playing Enya, it's like half of the song. But if you're playing like an Anne Marie song.
Hang on, are you playing Enya for your Uber driver?
Yeah, lovely. Wouldn't that be nice if you play some Enya?
Yeah, I don't know. What would I do? Maybe some sort of, probably some hip hop or something.
But you don't, why? You would just play that because you think that's what they would like. You think that, they would think I'm cool if I play hip hop.
What are you trying to say?
Well, that's what you would think. You would play something that you actually generally like. You'd play like Bob Dylan.
No, I probably play a mixture of stuff, you know.
You have 2 minutes. You can't give a mixture. You can't
no,
give a
it's
genre.
It's called a medley.
It's also not called a medley. It's called a medley.
No, it's called a medley.
What do you call a meadow?
Medlow.
Idiot. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives. We are live...
We're live across platforms.
We're always live, but we're actually live across platforms. We're live on Facebook, YouTube,
Twitter. No, not Twitter.
But we're live right now. So this
we don't
is,
like Twitter.
No, we definitely like Twitter. We definitely let's not.
No.
You don't like Twitter.
Don't like it.
Okay, well we're live across so many different platforms, which is really exciting. This is our second.
We're live on Instagram.
They know what we're live on. I just said it.
eBay.
Live on eBay.
Who are live streaming on eBay?
But also thanks to our sponsors, ID Mobile. This is our second live stream that we're doing. What do you feel is different? France is just showing up his...
ID Mobile sparkling water.
Everyone who is not watching this live on Facebook or whatever, Francis is holding up his mug that says ID Mobile on it. Do you like doing podcasts?
No.
Do you like doing live podcasts more, or do you like doing non-live ones more? We like it when ID Mobile sponsor us. If they want to sponsor us every all day, every day, that'd be great. We'd always do live
ones. Do I like live ones or do I like non-live ones?
Basically, do you like it when there's a crowd or do you not like it when there's a crowd? That's what I'm trying
to say.
Well,
I guess I always think that there is a crowd listening to the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that doesn't answer my question at all. Obviously, there's an audience. Otherwise, that's why we wouldn't
do it. Do I like there being an audience to laugh at the... Yeah, maybe it makes me feel like, okay, I've got to be on form. So I've got to say some really interesting stuff.
But because we just finished our live tour, I feel like we now enjoy an audience.
Are you trying to say that you're a natural now?
I feel like I've become more comfortable in my skin when it comes to these things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you feel like you're more in touch with your...
I feel like I'm more in touch. Also, now that we're live on the internet and stuff like that, I feel like it's more exciting because anything can happen.
Literally anyone from anywhere in the world could watch this. They could be anywhere.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, they could, yeah. I mean, right? I don't know, yeah.
But this is also the other interesting thing that I find... This is the interesting thing I find out about live stuff, right? Is that when they were... You know when the fax machine came out?
Yeah.
I remember the first time someone...
I do remember that, yeah.
you remember that? I remember the first time someone sent a fax across the internet.
I used to send faxes to my cousins all the time. I'd draw cartoons saying, you're fat.
What, pH?
And send
fat?
It to my... I really bullied my cousins. You know.
What, you... You bullied him across fax machines? It's not even cyberbullying. Yeah. What is that?
And I draw a picture
what
of...
What kind of genre of bullying is that?
It's... I draw a picture of me with loads of muscles and then him as a fat blob and say, you're fat. This is me. That's you. That's...
What? And then fax it to him. And then how would you tell him to go and look at the fax machine?
Oh no! Page him
saying, "Go and have a look at your fax machine."
Do you ever use a fax? You get it rings you, and then it goes.
It doesn't ring.
And then it does. It rings, and then you answer it, and then you're like, "Oh, that's a fax." You put it down, and then you get the fax through, and then it can be anything.
When you receive a fax,
that's the surprise of
Francis.
Fax.
When you receive a fax, it doesn't ring you.
It does. That's how it works.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. That's the internet that used to go.
No, that's the fax. Yeah. Sorry, that's a straight up fact.
I just don't think it is. But when that first came out, who would have thought that people could then live stream on the internet and stuff like that?
I don't think that would have been a natural
progression.
Yeah, would have been faxes to live podcasts.
No, it's not even that. But I just find I tell you what I find interesting. When the guy, Alexander Graham Bell, when he invented the telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. It's checking your knowledge. He would have ever thought that you then, in years and years to come, that you could be doing something like this live across the internet where millions of people could be watching it.
Yeah.
It's like the time when they built motorways, right? You never would have thought that they had four lanes across that cars would have been built up on it.
Yeah.
Do you not think?
No, you never would have thought that, no.
But I think that... I just think that's, insane.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think's insane, then? You're probably gonna, You probably don't think it's crazy that bridges can, stand up. Do you think that's insane?
Yeah, that's insane, yeah. Bridges standing up is insane.
No, but as in terms of, mathematics, a bridge, going against each other is a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Physics, yeah.
It's not physics. There's something beyond physics in that. I don't know how...
Magic.
I don't know. Okay, well, tell me then, fine. If you're not going to give me that, tell me what you've been doing this week. Have you done something fun?
Yeah, I've just been selling cider, looking after Buddy the dog.
Sick.
Looking after Buddy the dog. I had a lot of work to do, so I've been reading a lot.
Your weeks sound awesome.
Yeah.
That's really...
Every day I'm learning.
But now...
Always be learning.
Okay, but now that, all the listeners know this, that you're living down in the countryside, you're not a London boy at the moment anymore.
Well, I don't think I've ever been a London boy.
You've definitely been a London boy. You were a London boy for ages. You were a London boy for 6 years or 7 years, or maybe 10 years.
Yeah, probably.
You went to Oratory, which is in London.
My mum was out in the countryside, actually.
Okay.
And, I do like London. I've born in Hammersmith.
You're giving your Wikipedia now. Is that what you're doing?
Is that what you call your life story? Do you want to hear my Wikipedia? Because...
But do you know, is it now...
So you're going to call your autobiography?
Yeah, what?
Because you wrote your Wikipedia as well, didn't you?
I never wrote my Wikipedia, no.
Yeah, you don't even have one.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I have a Wikipedia.
Have you just updated it?
No, I don't update my Wikipedia. I know I have a Wikipedia, though. I've seen it the other day.
Really?
When I updated it. No, I didn't, but I do. I'm going to read... This is... No, I don't have a Wikipedia. Wait, do you have a Wikipedia?
I deleted it because I just didn't want the attention.
You have a I don't. No, I do have a Wikipedia. Here we go. Oh, there's not much on it.
No, it says sports people.
It just says...
No, you're not even on there.
I'm not even on there. It says James Lang, cricketer, umpired one test match. It says James Lang, archer, participated in archery at the 2010 Commonwealth Games men's recurve individual. So right. Not even me. So you don't have a Wikipedia page?
Look, I just want to take this moment to give a big shout out to Kenny's wife, Louise, who is a massive fan of this podcast. And
that sounds so weird that you just came out of nowhere with that. that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. You just said, I want to give a big shout out to Kenny's wife, who's a big fan of the podcast. Like, out of nowhere, you just plucked that. How do you know Kenny's wife?
You know, sometimes you just get moved to say something. And I don't think you should stop yourself, because that's, you know...
Okay, fair
censorship.
Enough. Well, hey, big shout out to everyone. And everyone who's watching right now, big shout out to him. But also, just going back, so do you prefer...
What do you have against Kenny's wife?
I've never met Kenny's wife. I don't know how you've met Kenny's wife.
Well...
Also, Kenny's an odd name, is it not? As much as I love...
That, what are you...
Kenny is. The only Kenny I know is from
We've
South
probably
Park.
Got loads of people called Kenny.
Really?
Listen to the podcast. You're probably insulting half our audience.
I don't think so. I don't look, Kenny. I'm going to look down the camera right now, Kenny. If you're out there, I you know, hey, what's
short
up?
For Kenneth?
Is it
nickname for Kenneth?
It's Kenny
or Kenvart.
That's not a real name, Kenvart.
Kenvart.
Kenvart is not a
Kenvart lipper pillar.
Look, come on, stick to the question. This is what I want to ask you, okay?
What's the question?
I told you, I already asked you. So what, now that you live in the countryside, yeah, what do you miss most about London, but what do you hate most about London, that you, or most that you like that you're not in London now? How's it going? What do you miss most about London, and what do you not miss most about London?
All right, well, I don't miss the smog.
Okay.
I don't miss all the smog.
Is that what you miss? You don't miss
I don't
that.
Miss all of the rush hour.
Okay. When were you ever in rush hour in London?
I don't miss all of the...
No, wait, let's break this down super quickly. Okay, smog, I can kind of like go with it if you want to really go there. Yeah. I can kind of get to that point where...
Yeah. I don't miss all the dirt like that you
that's smog.
Wipe off your face at the end of the day. It's like, you know...
Do you know they did a test recently? They went...
Really?
Yeah, they did a test.
On smog?
No, not on smog, but on pollution, right? So they did this test on how dirty the London tubes were.
Mm.
And they were cleaned once a month. And the laws changed to now being cleaned once a week because of how dirty they were.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, that was it. So you don't miss the smog. Okay,
what else don't I miss?
You don't like the traffic. That's fair enough. But what then do you miss about London?
Oh, I miss...
You miss the party scene, that's
no,
it.
No, I miss...
You miss just being, you know, there in the clubs,
no,
dancing on the
I
tables.
No, I miss that. I miss...
You were a real, like, table guy. You would, like, go to the clubs, get the sparklers, get the ice bucket, holler the chicas, as you call them, over. Hey, chicas, get over here. I'm the guy with the table and the bottle of Dom... Perrion.
What?
That's exactly how you would speak.
No,
isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, of course. But I do miss that. I do miss that. But no, I like going riding and reading my book by the fire and going for.
But why does this change? This is what I want to find so interesting, right? Is this why does it change so quickly? Okay,
because but I do like being in London as well. Like I like coming into London. Sometimes I miss waking up in London and. wandering around.
Yeah, but okay, but this is my thing, right? Okay, when we were growing up, when we were in like our teens, we were at school and stuff.
No, we're still growing up.
I know, man. We're still young, buddy. I get that. I understand. We feel young. We look young. We're fresh. Mm. But in our
I ordered a taxi earlier, and he said, "Oh, is this the youthful gentleman?" And I said, "Well, yes."
Because you were songs were you playing while he was doing?
I said, "Oh, thank you very much. Yes, exactly." Yes, exactly, the young one.
But wait, this is what I find odd, right? Is that, and I saw this quote the other day that said, "Your sort of childhood rules become your adult dreams," right?
That was the quote.
Yeah, I think that was word for word the quote.
Were the pauses in the quote written?
But it's true. So adult kind of like, I mean, our childhood rules were you had to go to bed early, you weren't really allowed out like after dark, you had to do your homework, you weren't allowed to watch scary movies, all those kind of things that you were told to do mm-hmm. and been told to as a kid. When you're an adult, that's what you quite like doing. You quite like going to bed early, you quite like having a quiet night, and you don't really want to go and see friends and things like that because it's socializing. You kind of just want to stay by yourself, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I quite like going to bed early.
Yes, I know, that's what I just said is like the things that everyone likes, right?
You also quite like, you know, like learning to read and staying up. You're working on your times table as well. So.
Well, speaking of learning to read, I actually wrote my diary this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's quite a big step for you.
Pretty excited about it.
So what you're trying to say is that you're learning to read.
I'm not learning. It was just a nice little segue into the section where I start reading my diary.
That was smooth. Okay.
You
all
like
right.
it? You want to hear my diary?
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Kenny.
No, Louise is his wife.
It's getting creepier by the second. I don't get it. This is my diary. Monday. I'm feeling the after effects of the boxing match I had on the weekend. My head is sore and my jaw hurts when I try to chew it. Don't make some stupid joke about my jaw hurting as well.
What?
I can sense you are. I know how your brain works.
No, I wasn't making any jokes about.
If we weren't live, you would have said something immature.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, well then it's my brain. Honestly, I still
think maybe even hit in the head a few times or something.
Honestly, I still don't know why I boxed. The training isn't fun, and then when you actually start, the fight starts to happen. It's far too intense to enjoy it.
And you lose.
Can we just establish this? The reason why I lost is the guy was 10 kilograms heavier than me. Okay, I hadn't trained that much. I was doing a tour. I don't know if you know.
So you're trying to say that he wasn't actually a good boxer, but he was just heavier than you?
Mate, he freaking was 10 kilograms.
So
it's
you
like
were
two
a better boxer?
I was a way better boxer, naturally fitter, naturally more gifted. Naturally, I could swerve. I could dip and swerve. What they call they
more gifted.
They dip and swerve and swallow and switch. What is it? Isn't that the saying?
Yeah.
There
that's
you go.
The saying.
Each opponent is looking at each other, trying to judge whether they should attack or wait for the other person to attack. I thought I would be feeling better than my buddies. So I segued quickly there. Should attack or
segues.
Wait the other person to attack. I thought I would be feeling better than my buddy Spence Matthews, who got knocked out, though. Secretly happy about it, not going to lie.
So really? Why are you happy about him getting knocked out?
Well, because he was so kind of like confident about this whole fight, and then he actually ended up getting knocked out. Which was actually very funny.
Yeah.
And also, it was one of these things. He was just like, mate, oh, I'm going to, in his voice, mate, look, I've been training, I can do this so easy. Went into the round, first round box, second round came out, and the guy just went, boop.
I thought, was it the first round?
It was at the beginning of the second round, and he just jabbed him, and Spencer just went down like a sack of potatoes, literally just fell to the ground, and then tried to get back up again, and the guy knocked him out. And everyone went, yes!
Really?
No, they didn't. Well, most people did. I reckon 100% of the audience. Yeah, were cheering. So I went round to his to cheer myself up. His baby boy was there. So feeling a little broody, ATM, I decided to change his nappy. Worst decision ever. Have you ever changed someone's nappy?
Someone's?
Have you ever...
Someone's?
Have you ever changed a nappy?
No.
You've never changed a nappy?
I've like been there when it's happened, but
it's absolutely vile.
It's not something I like. No, I, did, oh my I don't. God. It's not something I feel like it's I should be doing if it's not my baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Worst decision ever. Firstly, the little one has left me a little surprise. I mean, it wasn't even little. It was the biggest surprise I've ever seen. It was, and also, it was like he knew I was coming to change nappy. It's like he pooed in his thing and then had rubbed himself all in it somehow. It's like, you know when dogs have itchy bums and they scrape themselves along the ground?
Yeah.
It's like I came into the bedroom and like, if I saw him doing that and then opened it, that's what it was like. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And secondly... Well, I think that when I started changing nappy, he began to pee all over me. So basically that's what happened. He started peeing all over me as I was doing it.
Was
it
was just today?
A terrible. It wasn't today. It was on Sunday. But it was just a terrible experience.
So he pooed on you and then weed on you.
Well, no. Basically, what has I think that I was changing his nappy while he was in the process of peeing. So when I took it up, it was like a fountain or like coming out everywhere. My sister. When I was a kid, we all went to Disneyland in Paris. And my mum changed my nappy, my older sister. And as she changed it, I peed. And my sister turned round and it landed in her eye.
Ugh.
Yeah. Tuesday. My head is still hurting. If it's still hurting by tomorrow, I'm going to go to hospital. I'm honestly not a hypochondriac, but I always feel like I'm dying. Plus, I'm at the age now where I can actually be dying. To take my mind off my hurting...
30?
Yeah, you could die now. I could die. Like, when you're, like, 19, you go, oh, I've got a sore head. It's like, oh, you probably have a headache. Now you're 30, it's a bit like, oh, you know, could be...
Could be what?
Well, I don't know. Could be something else. You don't know, whatever. Could be, like, a really bad headache. And it's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Plus, I'm at the age now where I could be actually dying. To take my mind off my hurting mind, I went to the cinema to watch Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. In the cinema next to my flat, and it's the second time being there, that I've had to ask the supervisor to turn the lights down and the sound up. I'm not even joking. It's a cinema, and I've sat in there, and the sound is, like, really bad, and the lights don't even turn off. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I think maybe it's you lost your hearing. You got...
No, it's not. I watched it and didn't realize that it was a sequel to a movie that's already happened. I thought it was the first one, which meant I had no idea what was going on. I was like watching it, like, what the hell? How is Dumbledore young? I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's quite a bold move to go into the sequel, I guess.
I therefore had to do that awkward thing in the cinema where you want to leave and take ages to leave because you feel awkward about everyone can sense that you want to leave, and then you leave and everyone makes a grunting noise because you've interrupted them again. I was that guy. Perfect way to end a Tuesday. You know what I mean when you do that? When people...
Plus you were like asking everyone what the hell was going on.
I wasn't like asking everyone what was going on. It was just intense. Wednesday.
All right.
My head doesn't hurt anymore.
No more?
No, that was just my Wednesday one. You know what I mean? Mm. It's scary, though, now when your head starts to hurt. I always feel like... Because I get these headaches sometimes. I'm like, what is that? Is that
That's worrying.
It's not worrying. It's just... I feel like it's...
Get that checked out.
I'm not going to. Hey, also, do you know what? I want to give a big shout-out, okay? Also to...
To Kenny's wife. Louise.
I want to do because... I want to play a little game with you as well.
All right.
Yeah, you like playing games with me, don't you?
That is... completely depends.
Okay, well, we're going to play a game. And also, you know our wonderful sponsors, ID Mobile?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Well, they're basically doing this thing called the Black Tag Event.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of this?
Yes, I've heard about it, yeah.
You have?
It sounds great.
Okay, so shall I explain a little bit more?
Yeah, because I would like to know more.
Okay, well, here we go. Okay, so everyone who's watching and listening to this right now, well, instead of just one day of deals on Black Friday, resulting in, like, madness with people, like, climbing on top of each other and just, like, just to buy a cheap phone, they're running 3 weeks of deals in their Black Tag event so their customers can take their time and consider their purchases rather than, like, act impulsively and buy things they don't even need, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you excited about this? So I thought we'd play.
Yes.
So I thought we'd play a little game about like impulsive buys and like you like a tennis match where I say a story of something I bought impulsively, you try to up me one, and we go back and forward.
Okay.
And we just do it thanks to ID Mobile. You want to do it?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay. So I bought this thing. Do you remember that thing? I tell you what, I bought really impulsive actually once.
Yeah.
I went and bought a this Saint Laurent shirt.
Oh, what, the leopard print one?
Yeah, I'm so happy you remember it.
Yeah, I tried it on once.
I'm going to swear it was fucking disgusting. It was a leopard print shirt that I bought that was sleeveless.
It had leather-like patches.
It had leather patches. I looked like Barney Rubble in it, and it cost me £500. And I lost the first one, so I bought another one. That was really impulsive.
Yeah, that's quite funny.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. What is your...
Is it my go?
Yeah, it's your go now.
Well, actually...
It's a ping pong match, so that was my serve. Have I just aced you or no?
Saying what you were talking about, I remember... Like about tables and things like that. I remember the first and only table that I ever got. I got to this thing and then I was trying to get in. This was years ago. I was just trying to think. They're like, no, we've only got tables, right? So I was like, okay, fine, I'll get this table. And it was like a minimum spend.
Can we just stop there 1 second? It's the most ridiculous concept where people say you can go to a nightclub and buy a table that you stand around not talking to anyone. Yeah. You basically stand around a bucket of ice.
And I was like, okay, well, right, well, I'll just get a table. And so I got this table. It was like a minimum spend.
You didn't say it like that. You went, go on.
I was like, obviously I'm going to get the table. And then so I went in there and I was waiting for my friends to arrive. And it was like a minimum spend of like £500 or whatever. And then the club closed. And I just had this big bottle of vodka by myself. Yeah. So I just had to leave it and pay £500.
It's the best. That's like reminds me of the time, another one about Spencer Matthews. We were in St. Bart's in Eden Rock, and we got to this club, it must have been about 3:30 in the morning or something like that. And Neo, you know Neo, the guy...
The guy from The Matrix.
No, Neo, the singer, you know.
Okay.
The one who sings like...
The Morpheus.
Morpheus? I thought you said more fierce, as in like, I'm more fierce than you.
That's a new song.
Yeah, okay, I like it. But Neo was on the other table, and we sing that, and Spencer was like, yeah, and Neo had this huge bottle of vodka.
Are you on first name terms with Neo? Like,
it's like Seal. There's only one. What's his real name? What's Neo's? If you saw him, you're not going to call him Kenny, are you? You're not going to say that.
What's his surname?
I don't think he has one. Like, I'll Google it. Like, what's Neo's? What's Neo's first? What's Neo's original name?
His real name.
Oh yeah, maybe that's better. Not original. What's Neo's real name? Here we go. What do you think it is?
Jamie.
No, Neo's now come as Keanu Reeves. Neo. Here we go. Okay. Do you want to know Neo's real name?
Definitely.
You'll never guess this. You'll never guess this in a minute. Try and guess.
Robert.
Okay, go.
Robert Wayne.
No. Shaffer Chimia Smith.
Chaffer Smith.
That's quite a sick name.
Neo's called Chaffer Smith.
Shaffer. Oi, Shaffer.
Shaffer Smith.
But anyway, so Shaffer Smith.
That's way cooler than Neo.
Yeah, well, Shaffer Smith was sitting
on... Sounds like Shaka Khan.
Well, it's not Shaka Khan, it's Shaffer Smith. Completely different. Mm. So Shaffer Smith was sitting on the next door table, and Spencer was like, well, I got to outdo Shaffer Smith. I got to outdo Neo. And Neo had this big bottle of vodka, so Spencer ordered over the waiter. Here we go, come over, sir. And he went, I'll get your biggest bottle. And he bought this bottle. That was so big that they had to clear the audience. And the girl holding it came in on the back of a scooter. She came in on a scooter, arrived at the table. He pretty much got booed, and then the club shut in 15 minutes. And Neo just looked at him. Or Shaff was like, "You prick," and just left.
Yeah. I think Shaffer won that one.
I think Shaffer wins every time. Another impulse buy for me. Mine's always to do with, like, clothes and things like that. Actually, I'll tell you another. One of the most impulse buys I did is when I was in Dubai. And I was with my ex-girlfriend, Frankie Gaff. And I thought it'd be fun to go and play some golf by myself. So
Yeah, so
I phoned up the best.
Is golf fun playing by yourself?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's a kind of like just relaxing and like a nice time to do it. It's really nice actually. Yeah. And so I phoned up one of the best golf courses. And I said, "Hey guys, can I possibly get play a game of golf?" And they said, "Yeah, fine. What's your handicap?" And I thought, "Okay, what's my handicap?"
What is your handicap?
It's good. It's all right. It's like 18. What's
really?
Yours? Yeah, what's yours?
I didn't really play golf.
Okay, well, mine's... But the guy said, you know, this is a good course. You have to have a good handicap. So in my head, I lied. I said, okay, well, I'm handicap 10. That's what I said. I said, I'm handicap 10. He said, okay, so what time do you like to tee off? And I said, oh, okay, I'll tee off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He said, absolutely fine. That's perfect. It's going to be £400.
The heat of the...
No, well, four o'clock is a bit cooler than midday, isn't it? So he was 400...
So 3 p.m. is peak...
No, it's not. Yeah. 3 p.m. is not...
It's when the sun is at the highest, yeah.
No, it's not. The sun's at the highest at midday. That's why it's midday. It's the middle of the day.
Well, it depends where you are on the earth, but I mean, generally, I think it's...
Okay, well...
We get a fact check.
Let's get a fact check on that one. Anyway, so I spent £400. They were like, it's going to be £400. And I thought, £400 for this round of golf is like, that's so expensive. But he said that it was like meant to be the best golf course, all these kind of things. I thought, great. So I turned up to the golf course and I was wearing like the wrong outfit. So they told me I had to go and buy some new clothes. So I went into the shop and I bought brand new polo tap, brand new shorts, brand new socks, you know, all the kit. I was like, great, fine. Got the golf clubs, rented the golf clubs, got in my buggy, you know, the electric one, drove up all the way to the first tee. And there were these three people ahead of me and I was sort of sitting there in my buggy waiting for them and they all teed off one by one, straight down the middle, straight down the middle, straight down the middle. And I waited for them to go and they were looking at me and one of the umpires, so the people standing there, came up to me and said, sir, it's your time to tee off. And I said, no, they go ahead, I'm just playing golf by myself. And they said, no, sir, you're with them. You can only play on a four ball. The course is so booked, it's Christmas time. You have to play with these people. And I was like, you're shitting me. And I was like, so I've lied about my handicap to fit in with this group that I've never met, having paid £400 thing. I got up to the first tee, and honestly, my legs became jelly. I started shaking.
Were they really good?
They were handicap 10. Like, they were just down the middle. And I started shaking in my new kit, like my brand new kit. And I went, I'm so sorry, I can't do this. And so I left. And in my panic, I reversed my golf buggy all over all the flowers. I was freaking out so much and just left. So I spent £600 to wobble on a golf course.
Shit, that's a good story.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Hang on, stop what you're doing because we've got a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now back to the podcast. Have you got any more confessions? Come on, you must have some more confessions.
Confessions.
You're Catholic. You have loads of confessions to make. Isn't that what you...
Not to you. What are you saying, that you're a priest or something?
Yeah, but do you not... You should... You can confess.
Well,
go on.
No, I remember once What? I haven't started yet.
I know, but I can tell it's going to be a funny one. I'm ready.
I remember once I was at a party, and this was like 5, 6, no, maybe 7 years ago.
In the heyday.
Yeah, well, no, now's the heyday, mate.
Okay.
Don't know about you.
Okay.
Not reached peak Francis yet.
Okay, there you go.
And basically, yeah, so I was at this after party. We were all like, we were all drinking, having fun. And then my friend was like, oh yeah, I'm going to fly to Italy in the morning. And then she was like, you should come. And I was like, yeah, all right. And then Fred was there as well. And we were like, yeah, all right, let's book some, this was like 4 or 5 in the morning. So we were like, yeah, let's book the flight. So we booked these flights to Italy, expecting to basically be able to stay at our other friend's house. And then we got there. And then basically the person who owned the house said we couldn't stay. So we were just like,
we were in Italy
having not slept. Well, we had slept a bit, but we were so tired and hungover. And then we were like calling around all these hotels and they were all booked up. And like, so we eventually, it took us like 4 hours, like trying to find a hotel, that wasn't booked up. And then we got one and then checked in. And then basically as soon as we checked in, then we had to, I can't remember exactly
you
what it was.
Check
we had
out
to
again.
Check out again. So we were just like, oh my God, because they're like, no, no, it's booked now.
Oh my God, dude, I remember the thing. I remember when I went to Val d'Isère to go skiing, and Spencer Matthews is popping up a lot today in my stories. But this is more of just a hilarious story that he did with another bottle. I just think all these things. I just remember it so well. We were in this thing called the Folly Douche. Now, if you know the Folly Douche, it's like
Folly Douche,
which is a big kind of like party place in Val d'Isère. They have one in Verbier and all these different like European skiing sort of places. And we were sort of dancing there, and Spencer ordered one of these big bottles of champagne that you can order, and he ordered one
classic.
Of these, yeah, that's actually so lame. And he ordered one of these big bottles, and then the waitress that came over, he thought was quite cute, and so he walked off with her, and I went to the bathroom, and I came back from the bathroom, and everyone was shouting, "Ah, no, stop, stop!" And I was like, I was looking around, going, "What? Looking around, everyone, what's going on?" Like pointing at me, going, "No, no." And then the guy who was like, music was playing, the music has stopped, and the sort of MC, the guy who was like saying, when no, Spencer, get down. And I looked up, and Spencer had somehow climbed himself on top of the building, thinking that it was a cool thing to do, and was looking over everyone like that. And everyone looking at him, and as he looked over, everyone just went, boo! Oh my god.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you like those confessions, man?
Yeah, you win.
Do I win on that one?
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know if those were Spencer's confessions, really.
I know, they were more Spencer's, but they were hilarious.
Spencer, you won. You won.
Hey, buddy, also, this is the usual format we like to do on our podcast, and so I feel like this is the time when we need to have your question of the week. So, Francis, what is your question of the week?
Okay. All right. What is the name? You know the hashtag thing?
Yeah, I know the hashtag.
What's the technical name for that?
Hashtag?
Nope. Obviously not.
What is the technical name for a hashtag?
For the
Shaffer Smith. What is
for that thing?
Yeah, I know what the thing is. Yeah. What are you trying to do, like a box? Is that what you're
No, doing? That's the symbol, the hashtag symbol.
What is the technical... Oh, my... I literally have no idea whatsoever. What is the technical name for
Take a guess.
So you got... Okay, fine, hold on. So that's what... You got a full stop, you got an apostrophe, you got an exclamation mark, you've got... They're all, like, meaning things. You've got, like, speech bubbles... So that
speech bubbles, that's not punctuation.
What is it? Speech bubbles.
So you got full stops. You got apostrophes, you got speech bubbles.
What is it? What are those quotation marks, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that hashtag must be Oh my god, I literally have It must be like a con- a continuous thing. It means something to continue. I don't know what I have no idea. Can you give me some sort of clue?
Well, that's not the right answer.
It's not the right answer?
No.
Okay.
A clue is... well, I can't really give you a clue, no.
Okay, well, don't give me a clue.
But you just haven't got it right.
What I do want to know, man... Okay,
does anyone else know? No.
A pound? That's the pound mark. You're just talking about punctuation now. Like that was that's not punctuation either, but... No. Symbols. I just have no idea.
Okay.
But well. We're going to say this later, but what I do want to know, man, is that we haven't spoken about this much. You know, the last time we chatted about finishing our tour and things like that, were we in Corby when last time we spoke about our tour? I think we were in Corby.
No, we were in Clapham.
No, we were in Corby when we did the podcast and we spoke about how tour was going like that.
Corby, for your birthday.
Yeah, how are we now feeling?
Then how did you feel about that night?
Corby?
You didn't enjoy it, did you?
No, I did. I really liked it. I had a disagreement with someone in the crowd.
With the fan?
No, I felt like it was unfair. There was someone, you know, and all of our listeners, you know.
Now you're calling her out live.
I'm not calling anyone. I just felt like it was a bit unfair that someone.
You
was...
really laid into her.
No, I didn't. I didn't lay into her.
She was crying.
No. What happened was that there
she
were...
was really upset.
There were a couple of hecklers in the crowd when I was doing our gig at Corby, and I found that it was a little bit intense. That's the only thing. And at the end, she came on stage, and she said, and I can be honest about this.
You didn't need to slap her.
No, she came on stage and she said, she was very drunk and she said, oh, I'm sorry for heckling you so much. I'm sorry that I ruined...
So she apologised.
No, she said, I'm sorry that I ruined the performance for you. And I said, you didn't ruin the performance for me, you ruined it for everybody else. That's what I said, and that's kind of fair enough.
That's so harsh.
It's not harsh.
That's quite harsh.
It's not. Okay, look.
She was probably really looking forward to meeting you.
Okay, well, she... There you go.
Never
there.
Meet your... Why would I... Heroes.
Tell me though, okay, wait,
never meet Jamie Lang.
What would you do? What do you love about tour life as well? Do you miss it at all?
In fact, I've got a bit in my diary about touring.
Okay, but do you miss tour life at all or no?
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Yeah? What do you love about it?
Just going to different places.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I love trying out the different places.
What?
The food and stuff.
I've never seen... This is so true, guys. I've never actually seen... We went to Southport and Francis went to a restaurant and he ordered some food in South Wales. I've never seen him so angry about the food that you got. And then we went to go and get a coffee and you were even more annoyed about the coffee, weren't you?
Well, no, because they gave me some diluted, terrible, lukewarm coffee. Don't even... bother putting it on the menu if you're gonna.
Yeah, but I feel like tour life is like a fun thing for us to do, right?
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
I had a really fun time with you.
It was fun. It was really fun actually. Loved it. You guys, you missed it if you did.
Or if you saw it, well done.
Yeah.
But what was your...
If you saw it, you saw something which no one will ever see again.
But what was your favorite out of all the things? Because we need to sum it up. Because at some point we need to sum up
my favorite. My favorite thing was going to bed and then waking up and coming and finding you, and then you'd basically stayed up to like 3 a.m. again watching YouTube or something. Every night.
And the next day I was like, wow, I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm so tired. I know. But also that was still the best thing is when we were in Edinburgh.
And then we basically would walk around and we'd end up like bumping into wherever we went, whatever town, we'd end up bumping into our tour manager in the place that we were.
This is so true. We had a very lovely sound man and tour manager was a guy called Joe Barker, JB Sound. Give a big shout out to him. He's now famous around the world.
He's going
to
do his own tour.
And wherever we went, we would arrive. We did this, you know, 7 or 8 days in a row, and we would go to like different like restaurants every single day. We'd go to like different restaurants and sit there and have food. And every single restaurant we walked into, we would find Joe Barker sitting in the restaurant, wouldn't we? And it'd be like, what the hell? And the best one ever was we went to a random little cafe in the middle of Sheffield, and we were sitting down there and we'd order our food and we're eating away, and we'd talk about Joe Barker, and suddenly you looked up and he was sitting on the table like a few tables away.
Yeah.
But it was, dude, wasn't it? So we got to kind of just like, God, how would you sum up touring in a couple of words? Go on, make it great.
In a couple of words?
Yeah.
Going around.
That's what you would sum up touring with, going around?
In two words?
Yeah.
Going around.
You wouldn't sum it up in like that, like
appearing everywhere.
You wouldn't say like that's epic.
Oh yeah, but that's not describing it, is it? That's
or very cool.
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess multiple shows.
I tell you what, man. Why don't you read your diary? Let's get into your diary. I'm excited for this one. Is it a good one?
I don't know if it's good.
Well, every single time we were doing the tour, every single time it came to your diary, it felt like you came into your own. You really enjoyed that bit.
Well, this is not a good diary.
It would be a great diary, man. Go on, read away. Here we go. I'm excited for it. Here's Francis's diary, everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Monday, the 12th of November. Last week...
That's my brother's birthday, and that was a while ago.
That was last week.
Was that last week?
Yeah.
Was it? I think it's like the 28th of November now, isn't it?
You missed your brother's birthday.
No, I did. I said happy birthday. How weird is this?
Wait, have you been hit in the head or anything? Or is...
No, so my this is weird, okay. So my stepfather's, my mum's...
That's weird.
My mum's husband's birthday is on the 12th of November, my brother's birthday. And my mum's ex-boyfriend, before she married my stepfather, his birthday was on her birthday. And Kendall Jenner's birthday is on my birthday, 3rd November, big day.
I thought you were... What, you and Caitlyn Jenner have a birthday?
me and Kendall Jenner. Me and Kendall Jenner have the same birthday.
Well, when's Caitlyn's birthday?
I don't know when Caitlyn's is.
What?
I don't know. Well. Why don't you read your diary?
All right. Monday, the 12th of November, which is also your brother's birthday. And actually, it's your stepfather's birthday as well. Last week, Jamie and I had our final coming home show of the Private Parts live tour.
Give it some more energy.
All in all, it was a real journey. Well, technically, it was quite a few journeys, I suppose. This is what often happens on a tour. A music act or theatre group or stand-up comedian will prepare a show and then organise a string of dates in various locations across the country.
Do you think it's a bit of an anti-climax at the end when you have to like finish it up? Like, oh, what do you do now? It's like, oh, we've just done it.
Yeah, there always has to be a final show. Yeah.
Yeah, I know there has to be a final show, but do you not feel like there's a bit of an anti-climax at the end? I mean, almost expecting something to happen. The funniest was that JB Sound.
What were you expecting to happen?
Well, I don't know, something. But JB, the funniest was JB Sound. Very sweet of him, the sound guy and technician and tour manager and everything. He, on our very last show, he did confetti.
Oh, yeah. Right, but that wasn't his idea, was it?
It was his idea. Was it? But we didn't notice it. All I did was go around the station, sign this, but went bang, and we all went, oh! We all just freaked out because this confetti was flying over. And he ran up going, did you enjoy that? No! Yeah, he gave me a heart attack.
I loved it. I was like, yes!
No, I didn't like it at all.
Okay. A music act or theatre group or a stand-up comedian will prepare a show and organise a string of dates at various locations around the country. Just talking about the tour. Well, usually these are within a single country, but not always. Sometimes tours can be across a region of multiple countries.
Your diary is just you defining what a tour is. Is that...
Like across Europe, for example. In this instance, the touring artist will often call their tour a European tour. where applicable, of course.
Is your dream, if you can have a dream to take the tour on... anywhere in the world, where would you do an American tour, European tour, African tour, where would you do it?
Well, I don't know if it would go down that well in Africa, but I mean, it depends where. Maybe some parts, yeah.
Okay, so where would you take it?
China.
You would do a Chinese tour. That's so niche, it's unbelievable.
And yet it's not, because it's the biggest country in the world.
Is that where we want to go next?
That, I think so. I'm going to break China.
Okay, let's do it.
Tuesday, the 13th of November.
It's the day after.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I remember when I used to have a moustache.
Why do you call it a moustache?
A moustache.
It's a moustache.
Moustache.
No, it's not a moustache. It's not like saying mustard. Moustache. It's a moustache.
Moustache. I remember when I used to have a moustache.
Yeah, there you go.
It was actually okay, but it did get a bit annoying in November when everyone thought I was doing it for Movember rather than simply for reasons of personal taste.
Does it itch when you grow one? I've never been able to grow. Whenever I try and grow a beard, it doesn't. It grows like patchy almost.
Yeah. Lack of testosterone.
No, it's not a lack of testosterone. I told you this. I'm more evolved than you are.
Do you think that people are evolving to become more feminine?
No. No, I just am. I told you this. We've evolved from apes, therefore hairy beings.
So you think we're all evolving into women?
No, we're not evolving into women. No, the fact is that we're evolving to have less hair. We're less need for insulation.
Yeah.
So therefore we have less hair. I don't need as much hair. You need obviously more hair because you're less evolved than me. Gotcha, yeah, on that one.
Well, yeah, but it's actually from testosterone, isn't it?
So I have less testosterone?
Yeah, you've got smaller gonads, apparently.
Is that why I can milk my nipples?
I'm sure that's probably why you can
my
milk
nipples
them.
Lactate. I've shown you that before.
Yeah? Yeah, you have. It's disgusting.
But sick little trick to do. Right, continue.
So everyone thought I was just doing it for Movember rather than simply for reasons of personal taste. So every year I had to endure an entire month where people thought I was being a good person. I wonder how long it took people to come
and
up.
And wait, when people questioned you about it, where did you say, Francis, you've done that for Movember. What did you say back? It's across the road as well.
No, because everyone, you know, obviously thought that they gave me all this credit for like.
But did you take the credit?
But no, I felt like, because everyone was like, oh, he's a good, they'd probably see me on the tube and they'd like, look at his moustache, he's probably raising so much money for Movember. And I just felt like I had like imposter syndrome and I couldn't accept all of that.
Or you look like an imposter.
And so eventually I couldn't handle it and I shaved it off. But I did make a donation to a Movember prostate cancer thing. campaign.
Yeah, wait, hang on. When people shout at you across the road, yeah, and they go to you, hey Boule, what do you shout back at them?
Go away.
is that what you shout?
No, I don't shout. I don't shout. Generally I speak to people, I don't shout at people.
But they're across the road.
Well, then I'll wait till they come over, or I'll go over to them, or say, hello, what is it you want?
And they go, oh, I just wanted to say hi to you, I'm just a big fan.
And then I'll say, hello, I'm not who you think I am.
Well, who are you if you're not Francis Bull?
I'm not Francis Bull, I get that a lot, but we just look very similar.
And so what do?
I say thank you and good luck.
No, but what do you do if you're not Francis Bull? What is your profession?
Oh, I'm... I don't get into that.
You don't get into that.
No, it never goes. I just walk off.
With your moustache. Okay, yeah. Okay, continue.
I wonder how long it took people to come up with Movember to settle on the moustache as the facial hair of choice. Do they ever consider any other options? Perhaps Sidevember? Goateevember?
No, but
or soul patch vember.
But there's a fannery, isn't there? Isn't there a
fannery?
Yeah, I think there is a fannery.
What's fannery?
I think it's where as a girl you shave a moustache onto your vagina. I don't know what it is, but I think there is a fannery. Yeah, there is.
Did you partake?
But there is. I'm sure it is. Let me check. Googling out. Fan. You were spelled weird, isn't it?
Fannery. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, wait. Fannery is a Brisbane-based charity to raise money for women's cancer research. I suppose that fannery is the female answer to the hugely popular Movember, except the growing. Growing hair, fannery involves you remove hair, so you take all the hair away from your vagina.
But apparently, that's the trend now, anyway.
Is So everyone's doing a Fannery.
Unwittingly, they are.
Well, that's it. So yeah, it is. So big shout out to Fannery. So.
But what if they're normally not? What if they're normally they don't have the hair?
They do a
Well, they do the opposite in January.
hair-ury.
But I was on the train the other day, and it was the quiet carriage. But there was this.
I hate those quiet carriages where I got arrested.
Well, I know you do.
Got arrested for talking on my ID mobile phone on the quiet carriage, not because it was ID mobile, just because I was talking in the quiet carriage. They didn't go, "You're arrested."
Yeah,
you're on ID mobile.
No. Well, no, there was a girl crying in the thing, but like, you know, like the people when they're crying, when they really want everyone to know that they're crying. So she was like moaning on the train. I was just like, why is she what? And then I was like,
oh my God, I got the best thing. Okay.
And then there was another woman trying to talk over the woman crying on her phone to like booking in like a waxing or something like that. And she was like saying, oh yeah, I'll go for the Hollywood wax. But like, why would you say that on a train? Like, because that's just going to make everyone on the train think about your being Hollywood. I don't want to think about that.
The funniest thing.
Some random.
France and I were on a train. We're going to our Bristol gig. And we're on the train and we were sitting in one of those sort of four-seater sort of places. And one of the girls opposite me started talking to us. And Frances and I were kind of wanting to chill. And she got talking to me and Frances. And she then started eating sushi and other things like that. And we were a bit like, oh, God.
Who? Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And then she started eating sushi and things like this on the train. And it got a bit tense. And Frances said, oh, Frances is one of those excuses where he didn't really make an excuse. He just said, oh, I've got to go. And then just started walking off down the aisle. Anyway.
No, I didn't. I said, I'm going to go read my book.
Did you say that? Where you're not in my seat, but in a different carriage, which is pretty obvious for me. Anyway, it turns out that girl was really nice and actually quite funny. And anyway, got off the train at the end and I met with Frances and they say goodbye to this girl. And I said, do you know what, Frances? That girl was actually quite funny from the initial thing. Where you know when someone talks to you, you kind of go, oh God, you don't really want to. We're very British. We don't really want to talk to anyone else. But she was fun. And Frances and I were walking and Frances said to me, went, God, I just hated it. I just wanted to chill, read a book, and she started eating her sushi, and I find that fucking offensive when people do that. And she turned, she was right in front of us, and she turned around and went, thank you, Frances.
Yeah, and then I offered to carry her bag.
Right, Frances, let's have the answer to the question of the week.
Okay. The technical...
I think we're all pretty excited about this.
The technical name for the hashtag symbol... is the question of the week. That's the question of the week. And the technical name for it, you didn't get it right. You didn't even guess.
Okay, what is it? It's not a pound sign, is it?
No, it's octotroph.
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 So, oh God, I'm just going to put a little octotroph in there.
Yeah.
remember to octotroph it.
Yeah.
ID mobile.
Octotroph. Octotroph part, private parts. Octotroph.
Octotroph.
Octotroph. Octotroph. Octotroph. Hot to trot.
I'll go my trough. Okay, sick, man. I'm glad for that. Pump me for that one. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was a good
one. That was a sick one. Right, also, all you know, we've been asking you guys at home to send in all those moments in your life that you've acted irrationally, acted impulsively, like we've done, just done something on the spur of the moment, and then it's become like a huge regret. We spoke about a lot of them, right? And the story that we like best wins a brand new Samsung S9 phone with a year's free contract on ID Mobile.
Wow,
it's pretty sick. Yeah, so the best one is going to bring a year's contract with ID Mobile.
And that's the latest.
And the Samsung Galaxy S9. You're a big Samsung fan. You have a Samsung, don't you?
Well, no, I don't, actually.
You don't?
But I would like one.
Okay. Well, listen, so this is the best story. You can actually win this. And a...
Well, you know, it's interesting because with ID Mobile's Black Tag event, you listening to this right now, don't have to spend huge amounts of money on Black Friday deals in spur of the moment and then wake up Saturday morning all hungover and regretting like what you've done.
Yeah, you get that a lot.
Oh boy, do I. Yeah. But because of the Black Tag event, it's on for 3 weeks. So you've got like plenty of time to consider your options and, you know, give it some thought before you jump headfirst into a new deal.
Yeah, this is why I love ID Mobile. Hey, and big up them for thank you for sponsoring us. So the best story is going to win a year's contract, as I said, with ID Mobile and a Samsung Galaxy S9. I mean, it's going to be insane. So here are the stories, which are, we've got three of the stories. Are you ready for this, Francis?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to read them out. So this is, thank you very much to everyone who wrote to me. We're inundated.
Do you want me to read it?
No, I can read it. You can read the second one and then we can read the third one. Here we go. Competition entries. Instagram from, it's MatthewBiggs_. Hi, J and F. So I just started my second year of uni when I started to take part in some rugby club initiations. Long story short, I missed them as a fresher. They're a rite of passage to get in the team. Anyway, throughout the night, I had done some very weird and wonderful things, and in a drunken moment of madness, I agreed to have my eyebrows shaven off. Obviously, it wasn't my idea, but I just thought it'd be a fine as I was drunk and thought it'd be funny. A moment later, I'm in the street with other mates and he pulls out his razor and starts hacking away at them. Who has a razor in the middle of this? Where are you? Like
Is this Southport? Peaky Blinders?
Yeah, where are they? Oh, mate, got the razor, let's do it. It took about 10 seconds for me to catch a glimpse of myself in a shop window on the way to the final bar. Yes, lad. Then I immediately regretted my decision. I had somehow completely forgotten that I had to work in hospitality that weekend. Oh, God, how posh. Yeah. And now my forehead was the size of Asia. What? How does that change the size of your forehead? I look like the top prat for a while, but looking back, I just about laugh about it now. But at this time, it was a horrific decision. P.S. This was all done while dressed as an innocent schoolboy.
Wow. I mean, with no eyebrows, you look weird.
Okay, here we go. Your one. Read out the next one. Here,
you do
this
look
is
weird.
From Shauna.
Shauna Supple.
At Shauna Supple.
At Shauna Supple. Maybe she's a yoga instructor.
Because her name's Supple.
Yeah. Yeah. One time I decided that it would be a great idea to sit in a baby walker.
Yeah, continue.
I was 20 years old. As you'd imagine, it didn't turn out so well. And I actually got stuck in it. The whole of the other six members of my family had to try to get me out. And they thought they were going to have to ring someone to cut me out. After 3 hours, they finally pulled me out. I think that she said out so many times in that.
That's all right. You can't. It's not for the language. Just, my friend Harry.
How are we judging these stories? Is it
just
on
no the good the English, the narrative? No, the narrative. The, my friend Harry, he got his. We were, you know, on bridges you have like the sort of like protective.
The
thing.
Magic. Yeah.
Yeah, the protective things on the side. He put his knees through the protecting, was looking over, and then he couldn't get. He got stuck in that. They had to come and get him out. Or he's still there. That's when I was 6 years old. So I might be. Oh, my other friend, another Harry as well. In art, he put his hand in this like cement mix and we dared him see how long he could put his hand in there for. And then it got stuck. And with the cement, it starts to crush.
Burns your hand.
And crushed his hand. We never saw him again either. So big up to all those Harrys out there.
He lost his hand.
Yeah, he didn't lose it. Didn't lose it. Harry. Anyway, we got another one from Atich Maybach. I was traveling alone in Australia. Heather, for short. I was traveling alone in Australia in my early 20s and I met a young but handsome guy in a bar. Sounds uncanny like you.
Young and handsome. Yeah. Young but handsome. What?
A young but handsome guy. Yeah, it's like, can young guys be handsome? I mean, that's weird. In a bar in Alice Springs. Was he in Alice Springs? I found him in a guy in a bar in Alice Springs who told me he was a cowboy. This is definitely you. This is your story.
Sounds like something I did.
Yeah. He said he competed in rodeos around the country for a living. Awesome, right? He told me that he was doing a rodeo in a few days and asked me to go along with him. Apparently, he was going by Greyhound bus. This is a movie. His truck was broken. And he invited me to go along with him. I mean, anyway, I did. Several days later, I woke up murdered. It's Several days later, I ended up at his sister's house, literally in the middle of nowhere. The town had just a garage, Macca's.
I guess maybe McDonald's?
A Macca's, oh, and virtually nothing else. His sister's name was Chuck, as in Oz slang for chicken. And she was living in a desperately run-down wooden house, and there was no furniture at all apart from beds. No carpets, no TV, and her baby walked around naked as if they couldn't afford nappies. Their lodger was a strange old man who purposely walked in on me while I was in the shower, and there was no lock. He fully knew I was in there and just stood there gawping and laughing. It's a horror movie. Then the sister's boyfriend comes home from work, completely covered in blood, literally blood, all over his jeans. Turns out he hunted and killed kangaroos for a living, I think illegally. The guy was whiz, was clearly full of shit, and there was no rodeo, duh, and I was now stuck in the outback, Nowheresville. Can't believe it, I fell for his shit. Anyway, decided to leg it out of there, only to find out there was no bus or train for a whole 2 days. And she was never seen again. Man, what? That's an intense
story. I
think
that one wins.
Do you know what, Kay? You have to drum it up, man. You can't just give it out straight away. So,
all right, well.
So we're going to do that. Here we go. And our winner is...
Heather H.
Yeah.
H. Mbbh.
Heather, congratulations. Thanks, Heather. You are a rock star. Thank you so much for that
Heather,
story.
Heather, you've won a book. Not a book. You've won a copy of...
No, you have won.
You have won a Samsung Galaxy S9.
You have, and
which is the most sought after one at the moment,
and a contract, a year's contract with ID Mobile. Hey, but dude, listen, that's all we got time for today. By the way,
oh, what?
I know, man. We gotta check out right now. Listen,
we should do this more often.
What? Hang out together. I think we hang out together a lot. But first, I want to give a big shout out to ID Mobile, our sponsors. You guys are freaking awesome. They're super great. Go and check them out. Go and check out ID Mobile. They have amazing
mugs.
They have amazing data plans. They've got something called bill capping, which helps you with all of your, as it says, bills.
Capping of bills
and everything else. And they have great deals. So go and check them out, ID Mobile. Big thanks to them. Thanks to our crowd, everyone who came out tonight. All you hundreds of thousands of people out there. You guys, I'm talking to you guys. All of you guys who tune in to watch us completely live. And of course,
anyone listening.
And every single person who listens to us every single week. Without you putting on your headphones and listening to us, we couldn't do it without you. And one big special shout out. Do you know what I'm going to shout out to?
Kenny's wife,
there we
Louise.
Go. That's exactly it. And Kenny, I hopefully that you guys just...
Kenny, just... Louise is really a great girl, so just take good care of her, right?
Congratulations to Heather. Heather, we'll get this to you straight away. And thanks everyone for listening today. Francis, as always, please leave us with something inspirational.
Inspirational. Oh God, I forgot.
Is that your inspirational bit?
Be
just whispering, I forgot.
Be the change.
Always play a drum kit.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
You said it with no conviction. Say it one more time with conviction. Go. Like I said, Francis, leave our listeners with something inspirational. No, don't um it.
Don't.
No, last time.
Okay.
Francis, leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Don't hate the player. Game.
See you next week, guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.